Phước và lạo. Yeah.
And if you catch your wrist,
and hold you it. Can catch your wrist. You can turn your pocket outside, and either choke him, you can get lower and lower. I know that. Or you can hold your wrist. You can catch the pulse of your wrist, and he get lower and lower until he stop hollering.
He
go like he's choking, but no, you can catch it, and he can be out there just hollering, and he go.
Just sit there and catch you.
What about the kinds of animals that come and get chickens? You call those hawks?
Well, animal, you can't say fowl. Animal is the real kind is old possum, weevil, a possum and a weevil and a fox.
What would you call that kind of animal? Say,
a fox is just a sport for people to run dogs with. Well, you can get 15 dogs and they'll get out there and run a fox all night and they ain't gonna catch that fox. Well, some people just like to hear the dog run. And then some people eat them. And a possum is old something that eat up dead cows, eat part of dead cows and chickens and things. But some people likes him. He's a good tasting thing, but he's so nasty. Well, he's good to eat.
Well,
and a weevil, he ain't fitting for nothing. But
say some animals like that have been coming to get your chickens and you weren't sure exactly what kind of animal it was. You might say, well, I'm going to get a gun and kill those.
I'm going to get a gun to lay away for. What's the devil that eating up my chickens and I'm a killing?
Do you ever call it a varmint?
Well, a varmint. Say varmint stays destroying my chickens.
Uh-huh.
Some kind of varmint. He's destroying my chickens. I'm going to get a gun and lay away and kill him.
What's a varmint mean? What is
a varmint means anything out there like coon, possum, and all like coon, possum, squirrels, rabbits, and all like that, all kind of. Varmints in the woods probably got hair on them.
What kinds of squirrels are there?
Cat squirrels, fox squirrels, flying squirrels.
What's the difference between a fox squirrel and a cat squirrel?
Well, a fox squirrel is a bigger squirrel. It's just like a blackbird and a crow. A fox squirrel is a bigger squirrel. He'll grow to weigh about, maybe dress out of 2 pounds or 3 pounds, some of them. And a cat squirrel, he ain't gonna dress out. He dress out from 1 pound to 1.5 pounds. And you got a bigger one, he'll dress out 2 pounds. And a flying squirrel, he ain't gonna do nothing but fly. He flies sort of like a bird. Now he ain't fitting for nothing.
What about something that looks kind of like a squirrel, only small, it's got stripes on it?
Smaller than a squirrel? I don't know nothing no smaller than a squirrel. I got stripes on a skunk is bigger than a squirrel, but he got stripes on him and sent on him too. A skunk.
Any other name for a skunk?
Polecat.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing. Polecat and a skunk.
What about chipmunk or ground squirrel? Do you have those around?
They don't be around here. Chipmunk and ground squirrel, they don't be around here.
And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees, you call him?
A peckerwood and a yellowhammer.
What do you call the big one?
Sapsucker. The bigger one is, and they got one red big one. It's a peckerwood. They call that, let me see what they call that now. I can't call the name of it, but there's a mighty few of them around here. But a peckerwood is the one that get out there in any kind of tree and knock a hole in it and make a nest in it. A yellowhammer, he'll do it.
Do you ever hear one called the Lord?
Lord God, that's it. Lord God.